Informative, local, dependable.
I didn't know I needed the erasure today, so thank you for that, Candy.
Yeah, same.
Joining us now, we've got Kate Meehan. She is our pop culture editor at DailyBoom.net and a child of the 80s just like yours truly. Kate, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Good morning.
Good morning. It's always good to have you. Okay, I've been talking about this several times already on the show, but I knew you would enjoy this. In fact, I had sent you a text about this last week when it first broke, and I'm like, oh my God, have you listened to the U2 yet? And you have, right?
I have.
Songs of Surrender.
I have.
Yes. It's 40 songs, right?
Yeah, it's actually, if you did your digging, it actually began as an Edge project during quarantine and lockdown.
Oh.
It started stripping all the songs down and, you know, kind of took them back to the very, very basics. And then he decided to ask Bono to sing on them because his voice has changed and aged and, you know, grown and stuff over the years. And a lot of those songs were recorded when they were really young. So, you know, you strip it down and put a little bit of a different twist on it. And then you add a voice to it that has matured and grown. And that's what you get, you know, an amazing 40-song project.
You know, I for people who have heard me talk about this already, it's fine. But I do, for the folks who maybe haven't heard any of this, I'm going to give them just a couple of moments here. Like, this is the version, and it's like it reminded me of MTV Unplugged back in the day. Is what it reminded me of, kind of that version of all of their big songs. Here's Desire. Like, that's kind of the style of this, where it just, You don't recognize it at first, but then you're like, oh my God, that's what that is. Where the Streets Have No Name.
I wanna run. I wanna hide.
So just this completely different pace, vibe, sense that the way I've talked about it is that it's like I discovered there's a whole other band inside of one of my favorite bands.
If you're not a U2 fan, or you generally cherry pick, then this is really, really worth a listen because, like you said, it's totally different. It's stripped down and rearranged, totally different. So even if you love these songs, it still takes you a minute to realize what you're listening to.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're not normally a fan, you might really end up appreciating this because it's different.
No, that's a good point. And then if you are a fan, you're going to be like, oh, it's like everything's new again.
Yeah. Yes, the whole thing.
it really is. Like that kind of gushing sound you hear in me, everybody I've talked to had the same response to it. Other things that are in the news, what's going on with Amanda Bynes? I don't follow these things too closely until I talk to you, but what's going on?
Well, she seems to have had another episode. She ended her engagement last year because the fiancé was supposedly using again, and she was clean and on her meds and, you know, on the right path. And so in the last week or so, she was found wandering the streets of L.A. Her car was towed about 25 miles away from where they actually found her. So they don't know if she hitchhiked or whatever, but there was fan footage actually on YouTube. Fans were running into her in LA on the streets, and a couple of them had given her money, and, you know, there's footage of her where she seemed a little bit out of it, but then she was finally found naked wandering, and she called the police on herself, which I think is a total 180 from how we remember her being when she fought everything tooth and nail. She actually called to turn herself in to get herself help. And they've said over the last couple of days she's improved radically. Supposedly she's off her meds. And with her, if she's not taking whatever it is that she really seems to need, this does seem to be the end result. So it's another example of how, you know, if you need some sort of medication, it's it's not within question. Like, you actually need that to be stable.
Right. Well, and as you say, I mean, a little bit more self-aware, perhaps, than we'd seen from her in years past.
Yeah.
Speaking of people who perhaps might not be described as so highly self-aware, Gwyneth Paltrow, what?
I just can't with this one. She's on trial for a hit and run on a ski slope. She allegedly ran into a man who is now a retired ophthalmologist, ran into him and caused a traumatic brain injury, which has been documented. Her side, of course, is downplaying and saying he seemed fine in the moment. You know, she didn't just like hit and run. She waited until the ski patrol told her it was probably okay to leave. And in the moment right afterwards, he was injured. He had, like, broken ribs and other injuries, but they said mentally he seemed to be okay. But isn't that the case, though, with some brain injuries? Doesn't sometimes it take, you know, kind of like a concussion, it takes a while sometimes for things to manifest? So I think that's the point, that just because she skied off and thought things were okay doesn't necessarily mean that they are. So her attorney has made some verbal missteps this week. And she has been as oblivious as ever, seemingly, in court. So she does finally take the stand today. So that ought to be interesting because it's Gwyneth.
And you know, my very much at a distance observation here is she hasn't done herself any favors in the trial. And, you know, hasn't portrayed an image of somebody that you would want to vote for if you're the jury. And, you know, so probably you're going to get what you're going to get. Last thing, and I just thought this was kind of a... It was a nice break from the stuff that a lot of times you see. There's a report out today, and, you know, it's not exactly a news report, but it's just still kind of interesting, is somebody says, you know, Reese Witherspoon, she's that nice, sweet, adorable, kind girl on screen and also in real life.
I have heard this over the years from various sources that she actually is that nice. She will come out and rip herself apart. And it's very type A, and things have to be perfect with work and stuff like that. She seems to be her harshest critic. But, you know, to the outward world, everybody around her really praises her as being that nice girl, which is totally refreshing because, you know, usually the ones that appear to be so sweet aren't. So it's nice to hear of somebody that's actually older and has really lived and walked that path, seemingly.
As you and I well know, there are a large number of people who, boy, they sure don't seem like that when they're on screen, but they are a very different person. And then it's just nice, you know, to find somebody like that. In fact, I can name you a few that they're even nicer in real life than you would think, and that's always a super pleasant surprise. Well, Kate Meehan, she is our pop culture editor at dailyboom.net. Kate, it is always a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for the time this morning. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.